The president of the association, Jay Harmon, hopes most of the 500 property owners on the lake southeast of New Braunfels will support the creation of a new taxing district to pay for the repairs and maintenance of the floodgate. He says property values were devastated following a floodgate failure on the Guadalupe River 6 weeks ago that drained the waterway.
We've got a failed dam down here with $1 billion worth of property on it that everybody's taking about a 50% hit on their value.
Harmon says homeowners' water wells are drying up, so they have to fill tanks with potable water.
They're going to town and buying water in tanks in the bed of their trucks to just have drinking water and bathing and able to wash their dishes.
He says homes and docks remain far off from what is now the Guadalupe River flowing through the old lake bed. He says grass has grown over much of what used to be the lake bottom. Harmon stresses if the proposed taxing district comes to pass, only those residents within the district would see higher property taxes. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality must approve the district before it is implemented, and Harmon can count on the support of the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority. Earlier this month, officials from the authority met with hundreds of residents to discuss solutions to the floodgate problem. It admitted it was low on funds. Authority spokeswoman Patty Gonzalez says that's why the authority supports the district idea. Harmon plans to keep talking with neighbors and pushing the proposal until he has enough support to formally submit the proposal to the state. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.